Nothing you can sing that can't be sung. Nothing you can say, but you can learn how to play the game. Nothing you can make that can't be made. No one you can save that can't be saved. Nothing you can do, but you can learn how to be you in time. It's easy.
And that was the Chicago Transit Authority, later known as Chicago, and that's how we know them popularly, with Questions 67 and 68 from their debut album, the 1969 release, The Chicago Transit Authority. And before that, we heard from the Beatles with All You Need Is Love, and that was from the album Yellow Submarine. You're listening to 91.9 WNTI, where great music lives. I'm your host, Gary Ault, and this is The Cavern, an hour of everything Beatles, and we are taking you into 1969 for the Beatles Radio Experience, Part 1. They're going to be a bunch of parts. I'm not sure how many in the coming weeks, but this week is part one. So anything you would have heard on the radio in 1969, mainly if you were listening to progressive rock radio. We're not really going to delve too much into top 40 kind of stuff. But we're going to play everything the Beatles released in 1969, including solo work and surrounding material from other bands such as Chicago Transit Authority. So you might wonder, how do you figure All You Need Is Love was released in 1969? That originally came out as part of the Magical Mystery Tour album in the UK, and as part of an EP, or actually it was a single in the UK. In the US, it was released as on Magical Mystery Tour. So that was in 1967. But it was also released on the album Yellow Submarine, which was released after the White Album as the second album to be released on the Apple label. So All You Need Is Love was re-released in 1969 as part of the Yellow Submarine album. So we have a trivia question. And before I ask you the trivia question, I need to mention that our fundraiser is coming up in a few weeks, I think in 3 weeks, I believe, something like that. So we are going to have a giveaway associated with tonight's trivia question. But in the couple of weeks ahead, we're going to kind of hold that off in lieu of the fundraiser. But tonight we will give away three pairs of tickets, if we get that many callers, to see Joe Louis Walker at the, I believe it's at the Stanhope House. Yeah, all these are at the Stanhope House. A week from Saturday, September 29th. And again, that's Joe Louis Walker. So here's the question. On the song Maxwell Silver Hammer, which of course was on the Abbey Road album, written by Paul McCartney, you hear in the chorus, you hear that kind of metal sound. That's basically an anvil being played. The question is, who was playing the anvil on Maxwell's Silver Hammer, and what was that person's relationship to the Beatles? So if you know the answer, 908-852-4545. And of course, if you haven't won anything in the last 30 days, you'll be eligible to be one of the three winners of tickets to see Joe Louis Walker at the Stanhope House on September 29th. Now let's carry on with Led Zeppelin's debut release.
So long, it's not true. Wanted a woman, never bargained for you. Lots of people talking, few of them know. Soul of a woman was created. All of your life,
was The Byrds with Mr. Tambourine Man from an album called Pre-Flight, which is an album of demos. And so that's not the version that you're used to hearing, of course. So that's Mr. Tambourine Man from the album Demos. And before that, we heard from Led Zeppelin from their debut album, Led Zeppelin. And that track we heard was Dazed and Confused. You're listening to 91.9 WNTI, Where Great Music Lives, The Cavern, an hour of everything Beatles with your host, Gary Ault. And you're listening to the 1969 Beatles radio experience. Anything that might have been on the radio in 1969 on progressive rock radio is fair game. After the break, some more music.
Hey, everybody, this is Keller Williams. Be sure to check out my radio show. It's called Keller Cellar, Somewhat Ruleless Radio. Basically, it's a 59-minute, self-indulgent, narrated mixtape of all kinds of stuff that I'm into. I mean all kinds of stuff. There'll be no contemporary country and no opera. Pretty much everything else is fair game. So feast your ears on Keller Cellar, Somewhat Ruleless Radio. It's for cool people.
Wednesdays at midnight on 91.9 WNTI and WNTI.org.
WNTI support comes from the UPS Store, located at the Hastings Square on Route 517 in Hackettstown, New Jersey. The UPS Store offers shipping, copying, printing, shredding, passport photos, as well as mailboxes and notary services for businesses. Information on the UPS Store's services available at HackettstownUPSStore.com or by phone 908-813-3800.
Are you looking for a degree that opens doors? Consider a bachelor's degree in sociology from Centenary College's School of Professional Studies. At Centenary, working adults find it easy to return to college and earn their degree. With our most flexible program yet, classes are delivered in a convenient blend of in-class and online formats. It's easier than ever to earn your degree. To learn more, go to www.centenarycollege.edu/SPS.
Get back to where you once belonged. Baby!
91.9 WNTI Public Radio from Centenary College.
Christmas! If I ever roll,
That was Cream with Sitting on Top of the World from their final album, Goodbye. Well, it wasn't their final album. They released some live albums after that, but final album that they released as a group. And that was recorded at the Forum in Los Angeles on October 19th, 1968. And we have three listeners that are going to be sitting on top of the world at the Stanhope House a week from this Tuesday, September 29th. Sorry, that was cornball, but I couldn't help myself. They're going to go see Joe Louis Walker because they called in with the correct answer to the trivia question, which we will announce at 10 to 9. And the question had to do with who played the anvil on Maxwell's Silver Hammer on the Abbey Road album. We will accept callers, of course, and we'll announce your name if you're correct, but that's it for the tickets. Before that, before we heard Cream, we listened to Al Green with Summertime from his album Green is Blues. And to start off that set, we started with the Beatles with Get Back from Past Masters Volume 2. Of course, you're familiar with the fact that Get Back appeared on the Let It Be album, which was released in the following year, 1970, but the single was released in 1969. And then we followed up with Three Dog Night from their debut album, Three Dog Night, and the song One. And then we heard the debut album from MC5 with Kick Out the Jams from the album of the same name. You're listening to 91.9 WNTI, Where Great Music Lives, The Cavern, An Hour of Everything Beatles, the 1969 Beatles Radio Experience. We're going to take a brief break and get back with more Beatles and Beatles solo material.
Hi, this is Katie O, host of Katie O Radio. Tune in Friday nights from 10 p.m. to midnight for a great mix of alternative, including indie, ska, and punk. So join me Friday nights from 10 p.m. to midnight on 91.9 WNTI and WNTI.org, public radio from Centenary College.
Support for WNTI is made possible by the historic Blairstown Theater. Located at 30 Main Street, the historic Blairstown Theater presents local, regional, and national performers, theater productions, and classic films. More information at thehpt.com or 908-362-1399. That's 908-362-1399.
Here we go. The fall membership drive is only a few weeks away, and we're once again asking for your help. It's fun, it's easy, and you get a chance to hang out with your favorite DJs. It all starts on Friday, October 5th at 8 p.m. with Trevor B. Power into the 10 o'clock hour, and wraps up with Spider Glenn on Friday, October 12th at 7 p.m. Interested? Give me a call. I'm Mel Teal, and my phone number is 908-979-4355, extension 1. Thanks from all of us at WNTI, public radio from Centenary College, and I hope to hear from you soon.
Well, it's a 1 for the money, 2 for the show, 3 to get ready now. Go, cat, go, don't you step on my loose range. Well, you can do anything, be hot for them loose range. Well, you can knock me down, red on my face, sign my name all over the place. Do anything that you want to do.
Thank you. persuade you. Well, you can do anything, but they have my persuasion.
I got a black magic woman. Got a black magic woman. Yes, I got a black magic woman. Got me so blind I can't see. That she's a black magic woman and she's trying to make a devil out of me. Don't turn your back on me, baby. Don't turn your back on me, baby. Yes, don't turn your back on me, baby. You're messing around with your tricks. Don't turn your back on me, baby, 'cause you might just break off my magic stick. You got your spell on me, baby. You got your spell on me, baby. Yes, you got your spell on me, baby. Turning my heart into stone. I need you so bad, magic woman. I can't leave you alone. Yes, I need you so bad. Thank you.
That was Genesis from their 1969 release From Genesis to Revelation with A Place to Call My Own. And we started off that set with the Plastic Ono Band from Live Piece in Toronto, 1969. And we heard Blue Suede Shoes. That album, of course, was live and featured John Lennon and Eric Clapton on guitar, Klaus Voormann on bass, and Alan White on drums. And Yoko Ono figures in on this, especially on the second side. And then we heard Fleetwood Mac from the album English Rose with Black Magic Woman, a song actually written by Peter Green, of course popularized by Santana, but that was the Fleetwood Mac Peter Green version. We do have three correct answers to the trivia question. Question was, who played the anvil on Maxwell's Silver Hammer? And the answer was Mal Evans, who was a great friend of the Beatles. And he worked part-time at the Cavern Club at one point in time, but he became their road manager, roadie. And then, of course, once they retired from the road, he continued to be their assistant. And he can actually be seen in the movie Let It Be playing the anvil. And if you look it up, you'll see that. But you could always look at it in the movie and check it out. Doug from Sparta, Bob from Netcong, and Dick from Stroudsburg, Pennsylvania, all knew that that was a correct answer. So they all are going to receive tickets rather to see Joe Louis Walker at the Stanhope House on Saturday, September 29th. So let's hear it.
Joan was quizzical, studied metaphysical science in the home. Late nights all alone with a test tube. Oh, oh, oh. Maxwell Edison, majoring in medicine, calls her. To the pictures, Joan. But as she's getting ready to go, a knock comes on the door. Bang, bang, Maxwell's silver hammer came down upon her head. Bang, bang, Maxwell's silver hammer made sure that she was dead. Has gone away, so he waits behind, writing 50 times, I must not be so, oh, oh, oh. But when she turns her back on the boy, he creeps up from behind. Bang, bang, Maxwell Silver Hammer came down upon her head.
can tell you who to sock it to. It's a sure thing.
I'd like to go back home and take it easy. There's a woman that I'd like to get to know, living there. Everybody seems to wonder what it's like down here. I gotta get away from this day-to-day running around. Everybody knows. I think about back home, it's cool and breezy. I wish that I could be there right now, just passing time. Everybody seems to wonder what it's like down here.
That was Neil Young with Crazy Horse from the album Everybody Knows This Is Nowhere, with the title track from that album. We started that set off with Maxwell's Silver Hammer from the Beatles' Abbey Road. And next we heard from the Isley Brothers with It's Your Thing from their album It's Our Thing, released in 1969. You're listening to Nico in the background with Prelude from the album The Marble Index. This has been The Cavern. I'm your host, Gary Ault. We're listening to 1969. We're going to continue next week with part two of 1969. Meanwhile, stay tuned for E-Town.
You're listening to member-supported 91.9 WNTI Hackettstown.
And worldwide at WNTI.org.
Public radio from Centenary College.